It's looking more and more like Dow 20K is on hold till 2017.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Stocks have had a strong run since the November 8th election of Donald Trump as president, but the markets have been pulling back in quiet year-end trading, and a run on 20,000 for the Dow Industrials appears to be on hold until 2017. Joining us to talk about the markets is Calamos Investments co-chief investment officer, Matt Freund. So, Matt, I suppose 20,000 for the Dow is a nice milestone for retail investors, but are the markets basically calling time out on the rally, banking some profits, and waiting until next year?
Yes, I think that's exactly what they're doing. So we've had a tremendous rally since the election not quite 2 months ago. And what we're seeing in very light trading of the last couple of days is that sectors that benefited from the Trump trade are selling off a little bit. Financials, tremendous run and pulling back. And some of the bond proxies, which really have underperformed over the last 2 months, are getting a little bit of a push here into year end.
With less than a month to go before Donald Trump's inauguration, there are some predictions of a bull market for 2017. Do you think that's premature and that we have to see more specifics on policy from a Trump administration?
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. So the market for the last 2 months has really been discounting a lot of promise and a lot of potential. And I think you're right that actually putting those promises into policies it might prove a little bit more challenging than the market expects. That said, we are pretty constructive on risk markets here. We do think that there's volatility coming. And one of the things we got wrong this year was that volatility has stayed pretty well contained. But that said, with some expected bumps in the road going forward, we do think that risk assets are going to end the year higher than they are today.
Financial stocks, as you mentioned before, did very well in the days and weeks following the election on hopes for things like looser regulation. What stocks and sectors do you think will do well as we enter 2017?
So without getting into individual names, this really might be a time when the consensus has it right. So we do still like financials here. We think that, first they're going to benefit from having some negatives taken away. And, the regulatory environment has been very challenging over the last 8 years or so. So a more constructive regulatory environment, a better domestic economy, as well as what we think will be modest, but still, a general drift up in interest rates through the first two quarters of the year should all be pretty supportive for financials. So we like financials. And yes, even some of the energy names, we think that energy here is in the process of, establishing a beachhead, if you will. We don't expect there to be tremendous gains to the upside, but the secret is there doesn't have to be, that these companies are much more efficient and can do well with $50, $60 oil.
I'm speaking with Matt Freund, co-chief investment officer at Calamos Investments, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
Today's episode is brought to you by CIT. It's time to get growing with commercial lending, leasing, and treasury management services from CIT. CIT works with companies across a wide variety of industries, including transportation, technology, energy, manufacturing, healthcare, and retail. CIT has the expertise and experience to help you grow your business. For more information about how your business can grow with CIT, visit CIT.com. Put knowledge to work.
Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm speaking with Matt Freund of Calamos Investments. Matt, what makes you optimistic about the new year regarding the markets or the economy or earnings?
Well, so that's a great question. So the first thing is that the economy and the markets are two different things. So we were, at the beginning of this year, really concerned at some of the signals that we were seeing that the economy was very, very soft and very, very fragile. And we're actually feeling much better about the economy, and we think that the recession risks in 2017 have diminished. So from an economic standpoint, I think that we're going to see growth in 17 higher than we did this year, but not so high that it runs the risk of overheating. I think a lot of the policies and the promises have gotten maybe overly discounted, so that I would expect there to be a period of consolidation in the markets when some of the realities of Washington, and I do think this is going to be a pretty short honeymoon for the new administration, get worked through. Another area that I think the market may have gotten ahead itself on is interest rates. So we do think that rates are going to drift higher for a quarter or two, and we think some increases of inflation for the first couple of quarters are pretty much baked in the cake. But the fear of rates spiking, long rates spiking dramatically, I think that's been overblown, and that there might be some opportunities for investors who are willing to see through a quarter or two of noise and get paid for some fixed income investments in ways they haven't been over the last couple years.
Does anything in particular make you more pessimistic about the coming year?
Well, yeah. I mean, again, so the risks didn't go away because of one election. And when you think about what the last year had, whether it is Brexit, whether it was the election, whether it is some of the things that are going on in the Middle East or in the EU, there's a lot of bricks being thrown at investors that the market has been very effective in dodging or ignoring. And the fact that that's happened over the last couple of quarters doesn't mean it's going to continue. So I do think we're going to see some volatility. I don't think we're going to be able to continue this trend of just nothing really having a lasting impact. That being said, the idea that we're going to be starting to reward capital based on market decisions as opposed to regulatory decisions, that is very positive for the long-term health of both the U.S. economy and the market. So I do feel better long term. I'm expecting more volatility along the way.
Matt Freund, Co-Chief Investment Officer at Calamos Investments, thank you very much for joining the podcast.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thank you for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Make us part of your daily commute. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.